the cataract surgery like my wife.
Okay.
Are you ready? I'll call us to order the Story County Board of Supervisors acting as the Story County Board of Canvassers. We, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors, an ex officio County Board of Canvassers for this county, do hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the 2015 Story County School election held on the 8th day of September 2015, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. For Ames, Director at Large, Rodney Briggs received 1,213 votes. Nathan Busts received 1,199 votes. Lucas Deerdorf received 1,334 votes. Alyssa Franson received 1,816 votes. Louis Rosser received 1,321 votes. Candidate total 6,883 votes, 45 votes scattering for a total of 6,928 votes. We therefore declare Rodney A. Briggs duly elected for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Lucas Deerdorf duly elected for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Alyssa Franson duly elected for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Louis Rosser duly elected for the Ames for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. For the Ballard Director at Large, Brandy Getchell received 157 votes. Candidate total 157 votes, one vote scattering for a total of 158 votes. We therefore declare Brandy Getchell duly elected for the office of Ballard Director at Large for the term of 4 years. For the Ballard Director, District Number 1, Brian Fodrill received 34 votes. Kirk Peterson received 132 votes. Candidate total 166. No votes scattering for a total of 166 votes. We therefore declare Kirk Peterson duly elected for the office for Ballard Director, District Number 1, for the term of 4 years. For Ballard Director, District Number 2, Steve Domino received 154 votes. Candidate total 154 votes. Two votes scattering for a total of 156 votes. We therefore declare Steve Domino duly elected for the office of Ballard Director, District Number 2, for a term of 4 years. For the Collins Maxwell Director at Large, Brad Plunkett, 430 votes. Randy Pritchard, 754 votes.
No.
No.
324. Total of 754.
No. Oh, I got it now. Okay, Randy Pritchard, 324 votes. Candidate total, 754 votes. Four votes scattering for a total of 758 votes. This is the important part anyway. We therefore declare Brad Plunkett duly elected for the office of Collins Maxwell Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Collins Maxwell District, Director, District Number 2, Bryce Capel, 447 votes. Tony Sorensen, 291 votes. Candidate total, 738 votes. Three votes scattering for a total of 741 votes. We therefore declare Bryce Capel duly elected for the office of Collins Maxwell Director, District Number 2, for a term of 4 years. For Collins Maxwell Director, District Number 3, Jennifer Gardner Waters.
Gander.
Gander Waters received 634 votes. Candidate total, 634 votes. 32 votes scattering for a total of 666 votes. We therefore declare Jennifer Gander Waters duly elected for the office of Collins Maxwell Director, District 3, for a term of 4 years. For Colonesco District, Director, District Number 1, John Cutler, received 81 votes. Brady L. Knowles received 74 votes. Candidate total, 155 votes. Seven votes scattering for a total of 162 votes. We therefore declare John Cutler duly elected to the office of Colonesco Director, District Number 1. For the term of 4 years, Bradley L. Knowles, duly elected for the office of Colonesco Director, District Number 1, for a term of 4 years. Colonesco, Director of District Number 2, Joel A. Niemeyer, received 86 votes, write-in. Levi Bappy received 30 votes. Gary Hendrick received 7 votes. Candidate total, 117 votes. 4 votes scattering for a total of 127 votes. We therefore declare Levi Bappy duly elected for the office of Colonesco Director, District Number 2, for the term of 4 years, and Joel A. Niemeyer duly elected for the office of Colonesco Director, District Number 2, for the term of 4 years. For Gilbert, Director at Large, J. Tyler Hawk, 293 votes. Destiny, Limpinen, 128 votes. Douglas Moore, 227 votes. Kimberly Mosman, 251 votes. Write-in, Brian Anderson received 252 votes. Candidate total, 1,151 votes. 17 votes scattering for a total of 1,168 votes. We therefore declare Brian Anderson duly elected for the office of Gilbert Director at Large for a term of 4 years. J. Tyler Hall for duly elected for the office of Gilbert Director at Large for a term of 4 years. Kimberly Mosman, duly elected for the Director, Office of Director at Large, Gilbert Director at Large for a term of 4 years. For Nevada Director at Large, Martin R. Chitty, 69 votes. Tom Mayer, 62 votes. 72 votes. Laura West, 65 votes. Candidate total, 206 votes. Scattering of 5 votes. Total of 211 votes. We therefore declare Martin R. Chitty duly elected for the office of Nevada Director at Large for a term of 4 years. Tom Mayer duly elected for the office of Nevada Director at Large for a term of 4 years. Laura West duly elected for the office of Nevada Director at Large for a term of 4 years. For Rolling Story Director at Large, Douglas D. Dodgen, 180 votes. Michael S. Radelick for 179 votes. Marcus James Soderstrom for 167 votes. Candidate total, 526 votes. 5 votes scattering for a total of 531 votes. Douglas D. Dodgen, we declare Douglas D. Dodgen duly elected to the office of Roland Story Director at Large for a term of 4 years. Michael S. Radelick, duly elected for the office of Roland Story Director at Large for a term of 4 years, and Marcus Soderstrom, duly elected for the office of Roland Story Director at Large for a term of 4 years. For Director, Duane Area Community College, District 1, Cheryl Langston received 2,527 votes. Candidate total, 2,527 votes, 31 votes scattering for a total of 2,558 votes. For Director of District 2 for Des Moines Area Community College, Wayne Rouse received 145 votes. Candidate total, 145 votes scattering, 1 vote for a total of 146 votes. These are the official DMAC results for Story County only. Winners for DMAC races will be declared at the canvas held by the control Polk County on September 29, 2015. For a public measure, Collins Maxwell General Obligation Bond, shall the Board of Directors of the Collins Maxwell Community School District in the counties of Story, Marshall, Jasper, and Polk, State of Iowa, be authorized to contract indebtedness and issue general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $8,175,000 to provide funds to build, furnish, and equip additions to the middle and high school building to be used for science and general education classrooms and a new multi-purpose and weight room to improve, remodel, furnish, and equip existing spaces in the existing middle and high school building, including electrical and HVAC upgrades, and to improve the site. For the question, there were 434 votes against the question. There were 328 votes for a total of 762 votes. We therefore declare the public measure not to be adopted. For the public measure, Collins Maxwell expanding voter approved physical plant and levy equipment levy. Shall the Board of Directors of the Collins Maxwell Community School District in the counties of Story, Marshall, Jasper, and Polk, State of Iowa, be authorized to the contract indebtedness and issue general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $8,175,000 to provide funds to build, furnish, and equip additions to the middle high school building to be used for science and general education classrooms and for a new multipurpose weight room, and to improve, remodel, furnish, and equip existing spaces in the middle and high school building, including electrical and HVAC upgrades to improve the site. For the question, there were 465 votes against the question. There were
Hold on, Paul. I think you have the wrong language in your canvas papers for
okay.
the trouble, because it sounds just like the one for the bond, so that could just be a cut and paste error.
Okay. Well, this has got you. Well, it's got different vote totals.
Yes, that's right, but I think we gave the, it's the text of the question that looks to be
that's the same as the last one.
Yeah.
So what
it
do
doesn't,
you
it doesn't read like a PEPL.
Correct.
So if you mind if we just pause while we get the correct language for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Physical plant equipment levy.
Okay. For the public measure, Collins Maxwell expanding voter approved physical plant and equipment levy. Shall the Board of Directors of the Collins Maxwell Community School District in the County of Story, Marshall, Jasper, Polk, State of Iowa, for the purpose of purchasing and improving grounds, constructing schoolhouses or buildings, and opening roads to schoolhouses or buildings, purchasing buildings, purchase, lease, or lease purchase of technology and equipment, paying debts contracted for the erection or construction of schoolhouses or buildings, not including interest on bonds, procuring or acquisition of libraries, repairing, remodeling, reconstructing, improving, or expanding the schoolhouses or buildings, and additions to existing schoolhouses, expenditures for energy conservation, renting facilities under Chapter 20E, purchasing transportation equipment for transporting students, lease purchase option agreements for school buildings or equipment, purchasing equipment authorized by law or for any purpose or purposes now or hereafter authorized by law, be authorized for a period of 9 years to levy annually a voter provided physical plant and equipment property tax not to exceed an additional 76 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation for the taxable property within the school district, commencing with the levy for collection in the first fiscal year ending June 30th, 2017, or each year thereafter, it being understood that if this proposition should fail to be approved by the voters, such failure shall not be construed to terminate or restrict authority previously granted by the voters to levy and impose a special tax for any one or more of the foregoing purposes.
Paul, can you check that dollar figure just one? You said 76 cents. Is it 67 cents?
It probably is. Yes, it is. 67 cents for $1,000.
There we go.
There we go. Not 76. 67. Okay.
7 sounds better.
For the question, there were 465 votes. Against the question, there were 302 votes. Total, 767 votes. We therefore declare the public measure to be adopted. All right.
One pass and one fail.
Just two more bubbles to read through.
Those are really big ones.
Yeah, they are.
For the measure, Gilbert Physical Plant and Equipment Levy, shall the Board of Directors of the Gilbert Community School District in the counties of Story and Boone, State of Iowa, for the purpose of purchasing and improving grounds, constructing schoolhouses or buildings, opening roads or schoolhouses or buildings, two schoolhouses or buildings, purchasing of buildings, purchase, lease, or lease purchase of technology and equipment, paying debts contracted for the erection or construction of schoolhouses or buildings, not including interest on bonds, procuring or acquisition of libraries, repairing, remodeling, reconstruction, improving or expanding the schoolhouses or buildings in additions to existing schoolhouses, expenditures for energy conservation, renting facilities under Chapter 28E, purchasing transportation equipment for transporting students, lease purchase option agreements for school buildings or equipment, purchasing equipment authorized by law or for any purpose or purposes now or hereafter authorized by law, be authorized for a period of 10 years to levy annually a voter-approved fiscal plant and equipment property tax not to exceed $1.34 for $1,000 of assessed valuation of taxable property within the school district, commencing with a levy for collection in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019, for each year thereafter. For the question, there were 348 votes. Against the question, there were 72 votes. Total, 420 votes. We therefore declare the public measure to be adopted. For the public measures, Roland Story Fiscal Plan and Equipment Levy, shall the Board of Directors of the Roland Story Community School District in the counties of Boone, Hamilton, Hardin, and Story, State of Iowa, for the purpose of purchasing and improving grounds, constructing schoolhouses or buildings, and opening roads to schoolhouses or buildings, purchasing of buildings, purchase, lease, or lease purchase of technology and equipment, paying debts contracted for the erection or construction of schoolhouses or buildings, not including interest on bonds, procuring or acquisition of libraries, repairing, remodeling, reconstructing, improving, or expanding the schoolhouses or buildings, in addition to existing schoolhouses, expenditures for energy conservation, renting facilities under Chapter 28E, purchasing transportation equipment for transporting students, lease purchase option agreements for school buildings or equipment, purchasing equipment authorized by law for any purpose or purposes now or hereafter authorized by law, be authorized for a period of 10 years to levy and impose a voter-approved fiscal plant and equipment tax of not exceeding $1.34 for $1,000 of assessed valuation of taxable property within the school district, and be authorized annually in combination as determined by the board to levy a fiscal plant and equipment property tax upon the taxable property within the school district, commencing with the levy of property taxes for collection in the next fiscal year, in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018, and to impose a fiscal plant an equipment income surtax upon the state individual income tax of each individual income taxpayer resident in the school district on December 31st for each calendar year commencing with the calendar year 2017 or each year thereafter. For the question, there were 161 votes. Against the question, there were 16 votes. Total, 177 votes. We therefore declare the public measure to be adopted. In testimony whereof we have hereto set our hands and caused to be affixed the seal of this county by the clerk of the Board of Supervisors, done at Nevada, the Story County seat, the county seat of Story County, on the 11th day of September, 2015.
It's probably technical, maybe I heard it wrong, but, you know, there was two right before. It sounded like the first statement you read was against, and then you said the next number, and yet you said it was adopted. And I guess I'm just kind of curious as to how that played out, and maybe I just heard it wrong.
Well, the Collins-Maxwell bond was not adopted.
Right. Yeah, I remember that one.
The Roland...
60% to pass. So it had, there were more votes for it, but it was only, I think, 53%,
okay, so,
not 60 required.
Right, the 60% requirement, the threshold.
The PEPL was only a simple majority required.
Right, and all the PEPLs passed.
All the PEPLs passed for the bond.
Yeah, okay,
that's
so
that one's passed.
Yeah, that's...
That was the reason why I was questioning.
That would be an easier canvas right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so now you're supposed to do your own.
Does she have anything to add at all?
There were two provisional ballots cast in this election. One of those was rejected, and one of them was accepted.
Okay. So I move to declare the canvas complete and certify the results of the school elections.
I'll second that motion. Good. Any further discussion? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Declare the canvas.
I would move that we adjourn, and it is 2:25.
I'll second that. Is there anything further? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye. We're adjourned.
All right. Sound like a winner.